buggy. He backed the horse in between the
stall.
Okay. And on the wheels of a wagon, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other is the same as the car. It's the
an axle.
And on the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, then the spokes come out and they fit into the
little hub and these spokes. Let's see. The rim? Well,
okay. What's the rim made out of?
It used to be out of iron.
What do you call the wooden part that the rim fits over?
I would say it was a wagon frame.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a felling? A feller of a wagon?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces, the barbed wood that the traces fastened on to is the do you ever hear of whiffle tree or swingle tree or single tree?
Mm-hmm.
Or double tree or and an X-shaped frame you could use to set a log in if you wanted to chop the log. Something, just have an X-shaped frame like this to set the log in it.
Just a frame?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see something like that?
No. I've seen it in pictures and movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it a thing.
What's an A-shaped frame that carpenters use?
It's an A-frame.
Or it's shaped?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but what they call the darn thing.
Do you ever hear of sawbuck or sawhorse?
I've heard of sawhorses, yeah.
And that's an A-shaped frame?
Yeah, but a sawhorse, you have two things, and you put things across it, and you can saw lumber on it, and that's what.
Mm-hmm. You'd straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you're going to
groom your hair?
Or what?
Comb your hair? Brush your hair?
And you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strop.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
On a knife stone.
And a big tool like an axe you sharpen on a, something that turns around?
Yeah. I never done that, but what do you call it? Some kind of a stone.
Do you ever hear of a grind?
Grinding stone.
Okay. And say if your wagon wheels were squeaking, you'd say you had to
grease them.
You say yesterday he
greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
Did you ever say greasy?
Greasy. Greasy.
Which would you say?
Greasy. Greasy. G-R-E-A-S-E-Y. Greasy, huh? Yeah, that's what I would say. Messy, but I would say greasy.
Something that children play on, you take a board and fix it over a
seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were
seesawing.
And did you ever see someone take a board and fix it down at both ends and children get on the middle and jump up and down?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
A jumping board?
Okay. How would you build one?
I have no idea.
Was it more like a seesaw or a trampoline?